From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. When Birmingham opened its new express rapid bus line 2 months ago today, officials said the line would transform the way people travel across the city. WBHM's Cody Short looks into what's happened since the launch.
Diamond Brooks rides on the Birmingham Express bus as she talks on the phone. She's hunched over on her pillow while leaning against a window. She's pregnant and hasn't been feeling well. She just left a doctor's appointment at UAB and is now riding the bus to the Woodlawn Terminal Center.
You don't have to wait on another bus. It's just one bus. And I think that was a good idea that they made it like it.
Brooke says she prefers the Birmingham Express over the regular MAX transit buses.
Normally, people ain't gonna take this particular way, the Birmingham Express, because everybody's not going to the certain locations that they go to. They don't go everywhere like the regular MAX buses.
Then there's William Britton. He's without a home and usually hangs out at the Central Bus Terminal downtown. He says he uses the Birmingham Express because it's free at the moment and keeps him from getting in trouble at the terminal.
Ride around on the bus, try to stay away from the bus station because it's too much trouble down there, too much conflict down there.
When the bus line launched, the Birmingham Jefferson County Transit Authority officials advertised the bus would be free for the first 30 days. They said an app for the express would be on the way soon. The 30 days have been extended for a second month, and the app still isn't here. According to BJCTA CEO Charlotte Shaw, they're focusing on the basics before tackling the more involved technical issues.
We're working as an organization to enhance some of this technology. But again, like everybody else, we have a work shortage, a driver shortage. We have professional challenges in this environment. And so we're too are looking for people to help us move some of these projects along.
Some people have complained it can be difficult to find out where the bus stops are. The Birmingham Express website has a simple map of the route, but doesn't give addresses for the stops. As far as extending the free ride period, Shaw says they're still trying to get the word out about the service. She said the ridership numbers are great, but they want more.
You know, we thought we'd do 30 days, but the response on the corridor has been so great, right, that we want to extend that and continue to see if that ridership will rise. Because what that's telling us is that more and more people are going, and we're seeing that.
Shaw says they've had over 20,000 riders in the first 2 months. And as far as the app, Shaw won't give a start date, but she says it's still coming soon. Cody Short, WBHM.